In late October, a great many Midwestern bird feeders are hopping with goldfinches, but these tiny birds are traveling incognito now, no longer brilliant yellow. In spring, males are so eye-catching that this species was made the state bird of three states representing both coasts and flyover country, New Jersey, Washington, and Iowa. They were informally considered the state bird of Minnesota until the state legislature named the common loon in 1961. Even now that they're wearing quieter colors, goldfinches are welcome feeder visitors, tiny, sociable, with pleasing call notes. They're attracted to sunflower and thistle seeds and feed almost shoulder to shoulder without much squabbling. Like chickadees, they're curious, spending a lot of the day exploring, and so in many neighborhoods they notice new feeders before other birds do. Like chickadees, goldfinches are also more likely than most birds to visit window feeders, including tube and small acrylic feeders affixed with suction cups to school and office windows. Most songbirds get a lot of protein from insects, but goldfinches are as close to true vegans as birds can be, eating a diet that is almost exclusively composed of seeds. Insects or spiders that happen to be crawling on their seeds may be swallowed too, but goldfinches don't seem to seek them out at all, either for themselves or to feed their young. This gives goldfinches an edge that no songbirds share when parasitized by cowbirds. Cowbird nestlings require animal protein for health and growth and seldom survive longer than a day or two, never until fledging, on the diet fed to nestling goldfinches. Goldfinches are surprisingly peaceable with other birds flying away rather than standing their ground against more dominant house finches and pine siskins. They never mob predators or do more than make fairly mild alarm calls when a predator approaches their nest. This docile approach to life hasn't hurt them at all. Individuals can live longer than 11 years, and the species as a whole is thriving. Most goldfinches are migratory. A great many of those breeding in Canada and the northern tier of states move south for the winter. One individual that had been banded in Guelph, Ontario, was found dead 8 months later in Ola, Louisiana. Based on banding records, most goldfinches don't travel so far. The extent and direction of migration by individuals may vary annually. And even in northernmost Wisconsin and Minnesota, goldfinches can be found throughout most winters. Overall, the northern limit of their winter range averages where nighttime low temperatures are averaging 0 degrees Fahrenheit, but they can survive significantly colder temperatures. As with other finches, but unlike most songbirds, goldfinches migrate in flocks and travel by day. Flying flocks of goldfinches have a cool and distinctive flight pattern, often described as light, buoyant, and dancing. They're all headed in the same direction in a fairly tight formation, but each bird bounces along in its own way. Their feathers may be dull this time of year, but their effect on us is anything but dull. When I used to count migrants along the Lake Superior shore in fall, I could not help but smile to see them. Something about these bouncy little birds and their happy-sounding call notes always fills me with joy. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.